All right, we'll move along to Oregon State coach Craig Robinson. And coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Morning, Craig. Asking people about Jordan Bochynski down here at ASU, is there he seems to have a knack for blocking shots. Is that something that is a function of more than just him being taller than most people he's going up against?
Well, Patrick, I think shot blocking is aided by being taller, but I think you have to have a knack for timing and an understanding for when guys are going to put shots up. And the taller you are with that knack makes it even better, and I think he's got both.
He seems to have the ability to block the ball to his teammates rather than out of bounds or something like that. Is that a skill that you don't see very often?
Well, I think in this day and age, you know, blocking shots is getting to be like dunking. Everybody's games are on TV, and everybody's trying to get their shot blocks and dunks and things on SportsCenter. And I think a guy like Jordan, who's smart enough to turn that into a possession for his own team as opposed to a possession for the other team, is his ability to resist that is what makes him a great shot blocker.
Do you have to teach your guys to maybe in some cases not go for the block, like you said, if everybody's trying to get the support?
Yeah, you talk about it. I mean, we have a couple of blocks, shot blockers ourselves, and Devon Collier and Eric Moreland, and depending on the angle that they're coming at, they try to keep it in play because we tell them to. But I think those guys prefer trying to blast it into the stands, and you know that's not always the smart play.
Did I see his Moreland back?
He'll be back Saturday.
Saturday, okay.
The next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Hey, Bud.
Any update on Robbins as well? Is that the same situation?
Same situation. He'll be back on Saturday as well.
Okay. And then a bigger picture question for you. We all know how long-suffering Oregon State fans, have gone through with the NCAA tournament drought and so forth. What would you say to those people, you know, who are waiting to get back to an NCAA?
You know, you do the kind of proverbial be patient, or the longstanding be patient, but that's kind of unfair given how long they've waited. They've probably been patient enough. And then secondly, I would tell them, you know, don't give up on this season. We feel like there's still a lot of basketball to play, and we've played probably the four top teams in the league. The three top teams and getting ready to play the fourth top team all in our first four games. So, I would counsel them to be patient. And then I'd also remind everybody that this team was set up to have not only Angus Brandt and Daniel Gomez, who are out with injuries, but also Jared Cunningham, who left to go early for the pros. So I think we're heading in the right direction. And, you know, I suspect that it's going to happen in the near future.
Thanks, Greg.
Sure, bud.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Make it ask for questions one more time. Anybody have any questions for coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it. Craig, thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
We'll see you.
See you.